Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for opening day at Santa Anita, Tuesday, December 26th. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, or hope you had a Merry Christmas, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. Sponsored by AmWager.com, a very good online wagering site that you can go to, AmWager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast as a blog every weekend. AmWager.com, click on the handicapping link at the top and read the blog. Also a link to the podcast, but you can also get the podcast at iTunes as well as download the Podbean app to get it. We're going to start in the sixth race on Tuesday at Santa Anita opening day. That is the Mathis Brothers Mile Stakes, grade two, a mile on the grass. And a bunch of shippers coming in for the stakes card at Santa Anita, this one as well. And I'm going to use a horse that is shipping in as the top pick, and that is the one Croy, Javier Castellano, in to ride the stakes for Armando de la Cerda. Most people play all over the country, so they know about some trainers, but California bettors, not so much, even though they do play. May not know how good de la Cerda is, winning 50 of 250 races so far in 2017. The Mathis Brothers Mile is restricted to three-year-olds a mile on the grass, and that's what he's been beating up on. He won three in a row in July, August, and September down in Florida, including a Florida-bred stakes, and then an open company in the stakes at Gulfstream West, formerly Calder, on November 4th. He battled head-and-head for most of the middle of the race and got beat three-quarters in a game effort. His middle three races, those three wins, earned 107, 106, and 109 figures, which stacks up just perfectly here. He gets the rail. He's got tactical speed. He can get the lead. He can come from off the pace. Javier's going to ride him great. All four of those A races came since blinkers were added. Croy fits here perfectly. He opens at 6-1, so I've got to make him my top pick. Four, Harbor Master at 8-1. It's another horse I can't resist at a decent odds. He's 7-14 in the money. Started his career in England, came to the U.S., didn't run well in his first two. Then he perked up the summer at Del Mar when he got beat ahead. They put him in the Del Mar Derby. He ran lousy back in allowance company. He got beat a nose ahead and three quarters for the win. Then he ran second in the stakes, and then he won last time out. He's on a nice pattern. Also, three good equibase speed figures. His best of 111 stacks up well here. Espinosa gets on as the Stormwell gets off, and I can't knock him. Espinosa rides a lot for this barn. Darren Pearson, DP Racing, and Jim Cassidy. The two, B Squared for Doug O'Neill, completely overmatched in the Breeders' Cup Sprint on dirt, open grade one, of course. Now he's in a restricted for three-year-olds grade two on the turf. He won on the grass at Calbred Stake before that, going 6.5. And in his third career start, first around two turns and first on turf back in April, he won a stakes at Golden Gate at a mile, the Silky Sullivan. So you've got a horse that's 2-for-3 on the grass, who can win at a mile, who's dropping back to three-year-olds at 5-1. So those are the main contenders here. One, Croy, fair odds, 5-2. Four, Harbor Master, 3-1. Two, B Squared, 3-1, fair odds. I bet more than one to win. The exacta box key is going to be, the key going to be Croy. Bet Croy is an exacta key box, which is basically boxing Croy with everybody, or play one Croy over all and all over the one Croy. And use as many as you can in the pick three and pick four. Pick five if you do play it. But for me, I'm going to try and use just the 1, 4, and 2, but I may use everybody on a ticket here. Moving on to the seventh race, the La Brea Stakes for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs, grade one. Again, one of the last restricted races to three-year-olds of the year. And I just can't get over the 20-1 morning line odds on Marley's Freedom, morning line odds maker at Santa Anita, John White. He's good, but I think he misses this one completely. I know that the morning line, Unique Bella and Paradise Woods, 9-5, 8-5, respectively, is right because they're going to be bet heavy, but Marley's Freedom isn't going to be ignored, but still going to be a nice price, and it's phenomenal. You've got a three-year-old coming into the race on a peaking pattern. Since coming back from October to September layoff and moving from Baltus to Hess, a win, a neck defeat, and a win, 107 to 110 equibase speed figures in her last two, improving pattern. She won at 6.5. Castellano's going to ride here 20-1 for a really nice filly on an improving pattern who has tactical speed, who can come from way back. She rode from 8th to 2nd, one before last, and she almost wired the field last time out, which she drew off by 4 lengths. That 110 figure, by the way, stacks up with the stakes horses. That's why I like her. Unique Bella, 110, winning the LA Woman. Paradise Woods, 111, winning the Zenyatta. Both, of course, ran not great in the Breeders' Cup. Unique Bella got cooked in the Philly Mare Sprint, finishing seventh. Paradise Woods faded to third in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So you got these two who can turn around, but their best is only as good as Marley's Freedom, or vice versa. Marley's Freedom's best is as good as theirs, and you get 20-1. The 5, Fapien, also a horse worth betting. I'll make 2 win bets here, no problem. Fapien opens at 6-1 for Baffert, coming off a second in the stake. Before that, second in the test, she won the Grade 2 Summertime Oaks, so she's won a top 3-year-old only stakes race this year. No knocks at all. Van Dyke's going to ride for Baffert, which is fine. He rides, he's 9 for 27 when Baffert goes to him, so that's okay. And 6-1. So win and place bet on Marley's Freedom, the 2. Win bet on Fapien. Marley's Freedom maybe 3-1 or more. Fapien 5-2 or more. No problem at all. Use all 4, Marley's Freedom, Fapien, Unique Bella, Paradise Woods, in pick 3s and pick 4s. Again, you might try and go deep if you like a single, because really everybody can run well here. Moving to the 8th, the typical opening day feature at Santa Anita, the Malibu, which is the equivalent of La Brea or vice versa, for 3-year-olds only, for males going 7 furlongs. And a really good race, couple shippers. But I'm going to go with Pavel as my top pick, opening at 4-1. He got on the scene very late. If, for those that don't recall, he broke his maiden in July in his debut. 2 later, he won the Smarty Jones. And then he went against Old in the Jock Club Gold Cup and lost second to Keen Ice by 3/4. He had no business in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He really wasn't ready for those, and he ran last. But he's cutting back to 1 turn. He broke his maiden at 6.5. 7's no problem. Gutierrez rides. He's got tactical speed. He's been rested almost 2 months here, and his best races, the 116 and 110 figures in the Smarty Jones and Gold Cup, are fantastic. The 4, favorable outcomes, one of 3 shippers. He ships in for Chad Brown. Castellano again. I'm going to be all over Castellano on this card because he's just got live horses. Castellano rode him to a win in the Swale back in February at 7 furlongs against 3-year-olds. That's the representative race. Was off from February to September 30th, almost 8 months, came back to run third, and then he won very nicely. The pattern is great. 97, 104, 115 figures. Improving pattern for favorable outcome. He's a 3-1 money line favorite, though. The 2, Edwards, going left as a Calbred, but he's 6-9, and he doesn't know he's just a Calbred. He won the Cary Grant at 7 furlongs at Del Mar. He's beaten open allowance foes twice. He won second-level allowance October 22nd. He got a 112 for his Cary Grant win, a 106 for his win at Del Mar in August. So he fits here, and he's 8-1. And the 3, Irish Freedom, Mike Smith gets on for Bob Baffert. Smith getting on for Baffert is a really positive angle, and they're 40% together on 90 races in the last year. I love the cutback from 9 to 7 furlongs, and also he ran second in the open Grade 3 Native Diver. Now he's running against 3-year-olds only, so he got a lot going for him. 6-4-2-3. Pavel, favorable outcome. Irish Freedom, Edwards going left. Trifecta Box, Exacta Box. Use them all in the pick 3s, pick 4s, even the pick 5 if you play. And then as far as the win bets, Pavel definitely 2-1 or better. Favorable outcome, 5-2 or better. Edwards going left, 3-1 or better. So I'm definitely going to make a bet there because he's going to go off at those prices. And Irish Freedom, got to use him. And if you like him, bet him to win. Finishing off here, going to take a quick look at the 9th, the extra race. I always put an extra race on the podcast as an incentive over the blog. The 5, Spanish Hombre, will finish out our pick 4s. He's the key. He's 5-2 on the morning line. He's a legitimate favorite. Those are my fair odds. He says this is an allowance optional claimer. He's got 4 wins, but he's still eligible for the allowance portion of this race. He doesn't have to be in for the tag. He beat open 40,000 claimers, won before last in a mile on the grass at Santa Anita. Then he got beat 1.5 at Del Mar at the level, back at his favorite track, Santa Anita. Bayrona rode him to the win. He looks tough here. Going to use the 5 Spanish Hombre in the pick 4. Going to use a single because we did go deep in the other 3 races and pick 3s as well. If you're looking for horses to use in the Exacta, you got to use the 3 Thule Fog at 15-1 under the radar on a good turf win. You got to use the 8 Accountability. You got to use the 2 Incredible Luck, both prices. And for second, even though he doesn't like to win, Lazam, the 11, the 12 Winning Element, and the 9 Chris and Dave. But the key is going to be Spanish Hombre. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget the written version as a blog at amwager.com. Please go to amwager.com and check it out. Great tools, great betting site. And thanks for listening. Talk to you this coming weekend.